Much of the reaction in Europe has been positive toward the new Congress, but skeptical toward the president's plan to win the war in Iraq. Philippe Joly, U.S. Bureau Chief for Le Figaro, says the French typically view U.S. politics through the lens of George W. Bush.
The new Congress is seen as a defeat for the president and as a new counterweight to his policies, mainly in Iraq. I would think that in Europe, most people assume there will be a change because the Democrats will play against the president's tendency to stay the course. I'm not sure it will happen this way because it takes a lot of political courage, especially when you have 150,000 soldiers out there, to force the president to change the course.
But Nadia Bilbassi, senior correspondent with Al Arabiya Television, says people in the Arab world think that with a new Democratic Congress, President Bush will no longer have carte blanche in Iraq.
How much he's able to alter his policies, it's very much in doubt, because people know ultimately the president makes foreign policy decisions. But they're going to make trouble for him, and I think people will welcome any questioning of the president's policies in Iraq. When it comes to Nancy Pelosi, of course, it's welcome news for women to be in charge and to have a woman speaker in the first time in American history. And many commentators thought that would be a good example for the Arab world to follow.
But Matthias Rupp, Washington bureau chief of the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says people in Germany question whether the new Democratic-led Congress can dramatically change the course of Iraq policy. And for most Europeans, Iraq dominates their thinking.
People really think the November 7th election has been a sign for the beginning of the end of the war in Iraq. And everybody is quite amazed that it looks like the first step for a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq might be a surge. The perception prevailing in Germany is the war in Iraq is a lost cause. So to increase the level of troops is only trying to delay the inevitable.
Philippe Joly of Le Figaro agrees with Mr. Rupp about the dubious value of sending more American troops to Iraq, as President Bush intends.
I don't know many people who think a surge by 20,000 troops would change anything in Iraq. They think this war was a mistake in the first place. Everything that has happened since March 2003 has confirmed them in this opinion. If you look at the political level in France, at the government, they are not eager to see the Americans leave Iraq because they know that a quick withdrawal would worsen the situation, most probably. I think the biggest fear would be a disintegration of the country because that would spark a regional conflict.
U.S. editor of the Times of London, Gerard Baker, says the British are surprised that President Bush would urge a surge in U.S. troop levels for Iraq after the results of the midterm election. Mr. Baker also notes that the British government endorsed the report of the Iraq Study Group, which called for a gradual withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There was enthusiasm for its call for renewed U.S. diplomatic engagement in the Middle East, talks with Iran and Syria, but also further progress on the Israel-Palestine conflict. One has to assume that given that those recommendations are going to be largely ignored, rejected by President Bush, there will be some disappointment about that in the British government. But I'm sure when the official reaction comes, it will be fully supportive.
Nadia Bilbassi of Al Arabiya says most people in the Arab world also doubt that fixing Iraq at this stage is even possible.
Increasing the American troops might temporarily change the level of violence in Baghdad, but the surge is not going to help in the long term, and many people predicting it might take 6 to 12 years rather than 6 to 12 months to fix Iraq problems. But there are welcome signs here, including a package of $1 billion to revitalize the Iraqi economy and giving Iraqi companies a chance to work. But most important, these objectives cannot be achieved without security.
People in the Arab world, Nadia Bilbassi says, are also pleased with the appointment of veteran diplomat Ryan Crocker, who is fluent in Arabic and former ambassador to several Arab countries, as the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq. But, she adds, most people doubt the Bush administration will be able to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, which they believe holds the key to progress in the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice will head to the region later this week in an effort to do just that. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.